Hello, George Alford, Local Matters, and I believe we got another goodie here. I know we do. A good young, they're all young, David, today for me. You're a good young friend of mine, and what a great guy, and what a great family, and what a group. And David Allen, the president of the Tennessee Rural Development Fund. We're going to learn more about what that is. I'm on the board. I want to know, advisory board, I want to know more about what it is, Dave. But so glad to have you here, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me, George.
And as I mentioned, this show is about the who. It's about, we have people in this community and region every day that have that weave the tapestry of our wonderful region. And we want to get to know you better as a person and weave in, obviously, what you do and make a difference. But let's do the old Billy Graham thing first. Let's start at age birth. Let's go through high school, and let's go through what you're passionate about and all the things growing up and friends and stories. And we'll start there and see how it works.
All right. That sounds Dave, good.
You're on, buddy.
All right. Well, so starting from birth, I was born in Valdosta, Georgia. My father was he was serving in the Air Force at the time, so I was born at Moody Air Force Base back in 1970. We weren't there very long. We came to Cookeville, I guess I was around 2 years old, if I remember. And my dad was the minister of music at First Baptist Church in Cookeville.
See, I've already learned something. How about that? Okay.
For about 7 or 8 years, and really good times then. Lived out in White County, went to elementary school at Finley, the old Finley Elementary School.
Okay.
We moved to Union City in about, seems like it was maybe 78, 79, sometime in there. Mm-hmm. And we were in Union City for about 3 years. Had a good time. Dad was at a church out there.
Okay.
That's what moved us out of way. And then we came back east not too long thereafter to Clinton and to Knoxville.
Wow.
And ended up, moved a lot in my sixth grade year. I think I went to three different schools. So talk about meeting a lot of new people real quick. That'll do it to you. But it seems like, we went to Carter High School, and then there's a private school in Seymour, Harrison Chilhowee. I think it's now called mm-hmm. the King's Academy.
Okay.
But went to school there, and then finally got the chance to come back to Cookeville when I was a sophomore in high school, middle of my sophomore year. And that just was like a homecoming. Seemed like matter where we all ever went, coming back to Cookeville was always just the ground base. So, or I guess you call it that. But anyway, it was home. So anyway.
You did what I did. I was the, Gloria and I, we were the family that came back to home, to the home place. And my brothers and sisters were all still there. So it sounded like you and I have some similarities there. What is the main things that you learned by moving around, and what your experiences? What jumps out at you? You spent a few years here and a few years there, and got to know people and got to know communities. What sticks out in your mind? What are some things?
Really, I guess the most part's just kind of being thrown into the mix.
Yeah, sure.
I guess a lot of it is just not being afraid to meet new people and knowing that people are just people, just like you are. They come in all different shapes, colors, sizes. You know, even after my, I was here for a while, went to Tech for a little while, didn't finish, and went into the Air Force. And so I was 11 years traveling the globe in the Air Force. And so got to meet a whole lot more folks and new folks. My wife and I, and children, as we grew as a family, you know, we moved every 2 to 2.5 years. So, again, it was just probably I was being set up by God from the early
years.
But just moving around a lot until and finished up as an instructor in information warfare and its implementation into the air campaign planning process.
I didn't know that. Here we go.
Yeah. So I got out. It's about the right time in about 2002. They held us in a little bit longer after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing some work with that, but then got out, got into family business, and so came back to Tennessee. You know, I was able to live all over the globe in some awesome places,
but you've seen
nothing like Tennessee, though. There's just nothing.
No.
It's just unbelievable. So came back here, then went back to Florida. We'd already lived in Florida when I was at Herbert Field, but went back down to Florida. I got into a family business, and we were roofing construction contractors, and Hurricanes Charlie, Francis, Gene, and Wilma had hit down in South Florida. And so we, my brothers and I, John, Matt, and Luke, took about 180 guys down to Florida, and we were preferred contractors at the time. So we went down there and re-roofed Florida and did a lot of reconstruction and stayed there for a while. 2008, I'm bringing you up to where I'm at right now.
No, that's what I want you to do.
2008, well, let's see. Back in 2006-07, we had completed a lot of the repairs down in South Florida, and there was still a lot of work. You know, just as a general contractor, roofing contractor, a lot of money down there. The economy was hot.
Yeah.
And so I stayed down there and continued to work. And then about, 2008, when the recession hit, you know, the banks started drawing their horns in. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to lend money at that time. And, of course, I was all about new construction. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. So my reaction was to try to learn about alternative financing measures. Yeah. That I would exchange, you know, for work. So
this may be a good little segue because we're really going to get into some things, but I've already learned a lot, and we haven't been going but just a few minutes. George Hoffer with David Allen, Local Matters. David, let's get into that. You better do this as a recommendation. Talk a little bit about your wife and your family and a little bit about your faith. You mentioned that earlier. Just you met your wife. You have how many children? And
well, thank you for help steering me because I don't know. I don't know where to go here.
That could be a real booger bear.
Yeah, I'm married. I met my wife Buffy Jones at the time. I met her when I was, I think she was senior in high school. I was out. I just graduated maybe the year before, and so we dated. Her father was the manager of Lowe's here in Cookeville when it was on Interstate Drive up where I believe Cumberland Body Shop is now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he moved on to regional and district manager from there and moved away. But Buffy and I got married and lived out in a house now that Chris Vixen out in Hidden Cove. I believe mm-hmm. Chris lives there now. And so, be honest with you, I couldn't make enough money to even pay the bills. And so my father-in-law said, well, if you'll feed the cattle, you can live in this house. So
there you go.
Did that for a little bit and then still wasn't really making enough money. So I went in the military. It's always funny because when I was in the service, people say, why'd you come in, David? Because I know you didn't come in for the money. But I was
yes, sir.
I was making 3 1/4 an hour. I came in for the money.
But benefits anyway, and the whole
they took care of you. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time,
what you learn.
Go in the Air Force is unbelievable. It's great, and it was good for me at that time. But you know, we grew our family. We've got 4 children. We're proud of.
And that's great.
Kelsey, she's 30 this year. We've got Elijah. He was born, let's see, in 1996. So he's getting on up there. He's not quite hit 30 yet, but I'm trying to do the math.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah, and got a daughter who just graduated Tech, Aubrey, with her finance degree, and she's working here in town at Dedrick Law. And then my youngest son, Brody, or our youngest son, Brody, is 16. He's going to Cookeville High School.
Man.
And so, but that's the family and kind of how
family legacy carries on.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Tell me about your faith. You said that the good Lord has led you in some places and in some times. Just anything on that?
Well, I'll share it to the best of my ability. I remember when I first came to know the Lord when I was 7 years old. I was playing in our house out in White County by myself. I'll never forget this, and I got to be careful I don't get choked up. But
that's okay.
I was playing by myself that day with my trucks and cars and in the floor, and it was probably toward the end of the day before my dad was coming home, and Mom was cooking supper, and it just hit me.
Yeah.
That's going to sound crazy. A seven-year-old boy just playing with his cars, okay?
I got it.
But it hit me like something I can't explain to you, that I needed Jesus.
It was real. Yeah.
So I went in the kitchen. And I said, Mom, I need to talk to somebody about Jesus. And my dad was coming down the driveway at that time, coming home from work, and she said, run out there and talk to your daddy. So my dad, who I think the world of, Gary Allen's his name, my dad, my mom, Janie, my dad took me down. We had a 60-acre farm then. He took me down to what he called the lower end, took out his New Testament, and
what a great
told
story.
Me about Jesus, led me to the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't always been faithful to him, but he's been
always been
to
there
me.
For us. Yeah,
all through life, he's been there for me, and I would be nothing without him, and life wouldn't be worth living without him either.
But I understand.
So he's my rock. So
he's your
speak.
Guy. He's your partner. Yeah,
he is.
But what a family history! What a family legacy you have, and your family, and you're all most of y'all are here, right? I mean, pretty well.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Bob Allen. I'm talking about, I'm going to leave people out. You're,
sure.
You know, people, you've got a legacy here. That is just.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I got an awesome family from my Uncle Robert, known as Bob Allen, and my Aunt Janice, and Kevin Boland, and Janet Allen,
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, just awesome. And their kids.
What a great group of folks.
Yeah.
Man, that is great. You hard to keep up with everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. We could talk all about them all day long.
Man, I think that's great. You know, we got a little bit of time left in this segment, and then we're going to come back and spend more time about today, what you do, what the present. We've talked about where you've been, and now what are you doing? I met you somewhere in that period you're talking about where you came back with some very innovative ideas that most communities can't do or don't have. So you bring something to the table, an economic development that is very, 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 very valuable. So when we come back, we will delve into that. George Hofford, back soon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardy. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. George Hofford with David Allen. We're going to talk about now, the present, today, what you're doing, the difference you're making and your team is making in our economic and community development of our lives of the Upper Cumberland and the state of Tennessee. So, Dave, let's talk a little bit about your group and what you're doing and how it works.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I was telling you a few minutes ago, when back in the recession in 2008 in Florida, I had to get into alternative financing.
Yes.
Because basically there was no bank lending at the time, and so I would exchange access to capital to my customers so I could continue to do construction.
Yeah.
Well, in time, I found out there was a whole other world out there in alternative financing resources. And truly, the more I learned about it, the more I got into it. And I won't say fell in love with it, but it's pretty close. Economic development finance more than construction. And so my brother Matt was talking to me while I was down there, and he said, why don't you come back up here? I don't think all the stuff you're talking about, we're not that familiar with. And I thought, you know, I always think I'm the last guy to learn anything. That's just my natural thing.
We're old school.
So I talked to my Uncle Robert, a.k.a. Bob Allen, and Kevin Boland, and yourself. And we came back up here and started an economic development entity that was called Oxen and still exists.
I remember
but
that.
Within Oxen, from the very beginning, our point was to create an economic development organization, but an economic development's finance within the entity, within the auction organization, that would serve as a conduit, because we recognize there's a lot of government resources out there that would be going to a lot of the urban communities around the country that, come to find out, we just weren't taking advantage of.
No, we didn't know about it.
Yeah. So, and it was available. So we created this organization, and we knew it would take a while to get the financing entity off the ground. We knew it was going to take 4 or 5 years just because there was so much newness, as you say, to it. And during that time, we were working on some other projects and just trying to put people with, you know, with the resources while we were building. So fast forward about 5 years later, we were able to get the Tennessee Rural Development Fund. That's mm-hmm. that economic development finance entity off the ground. And we've been very fortunate ever since. It took us 3.5 years to get the first bank to come on board with us as a community development financial institution. That's what we are, certified by the U.S. Treasury Department.
See, that is big. There aren't many of you out there.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. You're right.
Especially in rural or in these not urban areas, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. And because of the great things that the legislators and the folks at the state have created for CDFIs in the state of Tennessee to be able to help, and that along with the United States Treasury has some additional resources that allow us to bring, it just helps us to help businesses to create jobs that pay good, expand the local tax bases, to help with economic community development to improve the overall quality of life in Tennessee, which we love. So essentially that's what we're about there. We have this past year, I'll go back. We've been very fortunate. I talked about God early on, and he's been just unbelievable to us, but we've been able to grow from that first bank after 3.5 years to about 27 bank partners.
Goodness gracious.
And in this last year, we got, I'm proud of the folks at TNRDF, so I'm going to brag a little bit.
I know.
We were able to get SBA certified this last year for SBA guarantee loans. We have become one of the state's Lend Tennessee lenders, so that we're helping out with that. And got some other things coming online with the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund and some new opportunities coming out for alternative energy. So just trying to plug in those resources like we talked about from the beginning.
Man, I'm learning a lot, David. George Crawford with David Allen talking about big-time stuff that we're doing in this rural area to bring jobs and create jobs. So let's go further with that. You know, as someone who's been a practitioner my whole life, we didn't get into the financing. You know, we just take them to the bank or take them to the state and wonder what happened, right? We have a tool now. Is that?
Yeah,
we have a tool kit, not just a tool. So
yeah, we like to try to be another vehicle in the toolkit, as we have an existing resource, but like we've also applied this year to become an allocatee for new market tax credits. So we may not get an award the first round, but within the first 2 to 3, we hope we'll get an award of making applications. So that'll be something else we'll be able to bring in. But essentially, we're not in any way everything, and we are not the economic development infrastructure. But what we're trying to do is just plug into the economic to support all the pros like yourself and the folks that all around here that are helping to do these things.
You're strengthening what we do.
Yeah, just another tool. If it can help to make us more competitive and help that company to do better and pass that down to the folks working for them, that's what it's all about.
And you're not limited just to Cookeville or Putnam County. This is the Tennessee Rural Development Fund.
Yes, sir.
You can do projects all over.
Yes, sir. We do it all over the state. We've got stuff going all over Tennessee. We started out with just the Upper Cumberland region. Yeah. But what we found out real fast was that, essentially, as a CDFI, you can help banks with their Community Reinvestment Act.
They have to do a certain amount.
Yes, sir. And so a lot of our banks needed us in other areas if we wanted them to work with us in the Upper Cumberland.
See, it's win-win.
Yeah, it was great. So it took 2.5-3 years to get our statewide certification, which is called a target market footprint. But we were able to get that last year, and it's kind of odd with the CDFI. You have to already be doing what you're asking for permission to get certified to do. So we were already serving the whole state, but we finally got that certification, and very thankful for that.
Just wow.
Allows us to do more.
So we were in another segment, had another leader on talking about cutting edge and what we're doing in our region, community, and this is cutting edge stuff. Is that, I mean, you don't expect to see these kinds of things in traditionally rural, non-metropolitan areas such as Cookeville, Putnam County.
Yeah, there's a real need in the rural communities in the U.S. and, of course, close to our heart, Tennessee. But there's a real need for this. And I think anybody, as you would know, especially George, but anybody within economic development profession talking about trying to make things happen in rural communities, it's just it's a big challenge. And so anything that we can do to add more to that, like the even if it's just with the Biz Foundry or something, you know.
Yeah, we've got resources and doing things you don't expect necessary to see, and that's it. Blow people away. Just say, yeah, we can do that. What else you need? This is a great and 90% our region small business. That's who we are, and Tennessee Tech is programmed small business. So we're moving forward, and we're going to come back for another segment, and we're going to go. Pull that crystal ball out, let you talk a little bit about what you're doing, and let's talk about the future okay. of your organization, your future, your family, and in our region.
That's good.
We will be back very soon. Thank you. Now the fun part continues. George Hofford, David Allen, we're going to talk about looking in the crystal ball, talking about the future, the changing technology, the changing way business is done, the financial tools that you have brought to the table and your team. So it's wide open, Dave. You're on, buddy.
Well, thank you, George. You know, as you said, there is a lot changing from when we look out here at the labor market and we look at what that's doing in automation, and now we're learning about all this new artificial intelligence and the AI, and there's just so many brilliant minds out here and so much that's happening. It's like impossible to try to keep up with it all. So we kind of try to keep our focus as much as possible, again, on the resources to support all these great minds. And so, you know, and some of those, speaking of those, you know, we meet through our relationship with the Biz Foundry, and they've developed a new fund that we've been fortunate to be a part of. So you have all these brilliant minds coming through there.
Collaboration.
And working with Michael Akins and the Rural Reimagined program over at Tennessee Tech, and of course EagleWorks, where they work. He does such a terrific job over there with those kids, and so we're able to plug in there. As a matter of fact, while I'm talking about that, he's got a great new tool that we've been very fortunate to be able to work with him to sponsor, and that's the M-Plan tool. It's basically it allows for let's say, for example, development districts, county mayors. He's doing it all over the state in rural communities for free. I'm not exactly sure how he's doing it just yet in the urban communities, but essentially what it'll allow you to do is do do economic development analysis, if you will. Okay, so if this company were to come here, what kind of jobs would it create? What would be the ripple effect on the economy? So that if local leaders wanted to look and see, okay, if we were to provide a TIF or if we were to provide some incentives
here's the economic impact.
Yes, what would be that economic impact? And he's able, through a partnership with us, fortunately, to be able to offer that to these communities. And so that's something we're really excited about. But as far as resources go to try to plug in to help all these folks, we were talking a minute ago about the SBA. That's something new. Most of the projects we've done so far have been pretty significant because they've been tied in with the real estate part.
Yeah, and the Reinvestment Act with the bank. So.
But this SBA is going to be, or what we're working on now will be It's 350 to 500. I think they may be raising it to 500 or less projects. And so it's going to be, it would get us down to help more with the smaller deals and provide a guarantee that we can even provide loans to startups where in the past have been unheard of.
Yeah.
And so that's something we're excited about, again, through the Biz Foundry and Michael and some of the other places around the state as we're meeting some of the other business accelerators and the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers. As people come through there, we'll be able to plug in some of that. We, through the Lend Tennessee, that's a great program through the, you know, the federal state small business credit initiative that's come out. It's the second time around, but that's kind of what Lend Tennessee and Invest Tennessee has been built on. And us being a lender, we're part of the Lend Tennessee side. So they're providing a lot of great tools at the state for us to partner with banks in new ways to be able to help some of these smaller companies, which is exciting. We're looking forward to more of that. With the big focus on wherever you fall on this, but with the big focus on global warming and the environment and taking care and being a good steward of the earth,
oh, sure,
you know, the
sure.
current administration's put some funds out to help us to
take advantage of that.
Yep. So we have new funding coming out this summer to be able to plug into projects for that purpose. So we're really excited about that. And what I was alluding to a minute ago that we're super excited about, if we can get any more excited, is the New Market Tax Credit Program, which specifically incentivizes developments of qualified low-income census tracts in our state. Now, you may hear those words, qualified low-income census tracts, and think only certain types of places in your mind you're thinking of where maybe they need revitalization. And it does include those places, but you might be surprised that almost 50% or more of our state would qualify for this funding. So this will be another great tool that will allow us to incentivize, create new jobs, and even more so, you know, the economic development professionals, again, like yourself and the folks at ECD and the Highlands over here right now with Amy and with Adam, Economic Partnership, being able to use these now to even, because everybody's doing such a good job bringing in jobs. And when you were here, you know, or I know you're still here, but when you were working it, being able to use these tools to be more selective to even have more high-paying jobs, you know. And so,
well, you've taken this to a whole, the brief time we've talked about all this, and even before, we've taken things to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Tennessee Tech, Michael Akins, you, the Biz Foundry. We're the marketing folks most of the time. We're the front line, you know, Brother Loves Traveling Salvation show. But when you get into the how to do it, now we've got a toolkit, and you play a major role in that. George Hoffer with David Allen. I am learning so much. I'm also learning. It was probably good for me to get out when I did because it was time to retire. But
we couldn't do any of it without you, George. No, I'm being serious. The guy that takes everybody around and introduces everybody to this community and does show.
I appreciate that.
I know you're modest, but I'm telling you, that was huge. Yeah.
This is home right now. This is where we retire. But let's carry on the minutes that we've got left and just anything you want to talk about, these programs or the next steps, or you've already done a good job on that. Anything you want to chat about?
Well, we just keep on pushing every day, looking for more needs. You know, we have to be careful with that because there are a lot of needs out here, and even though these resources are great, we have to make sure everything fits in the boxes just right.
That's right.
Kind of like putting a puzzle together.
That's right.
But we just keep pushing forward. You know, we're in interesting times right now with the economy, not knowing if we're going to, quote, unquote, have a soft landing. What is the Fed going to do with
the
rates?
We're all connected.
That's right. So we're just kind of – we're in here with everybody else just watching what's going on and trying to help in any way we can. You know, like, for example, right now, folks may have had what they called easy money, free money 5 years ago, and now they've got loans that are coming, that are maturing, and they're looking at maybe from a 4% rate to an 8% rate. And that can do a lot. So we're trying to help some of those folks that are having to refinance their loans to manage and keep those interest rates down as much as we can with our bank partners.
Yeah.
And we can't do anything without those bank partners. No, let me make sure I say that.
The private sector and
we're nothing.
Public private partnerships.
That's it.
That's who we are. That's who we are. And we're not talking politics. This isn't everything's political, but we're not really talking politics. We're talking about how we're going to create jobs in the new economy. Is that?
Oh, yes. And I just want to throw a shout out to the banks, because everything we do, nothing we do, the Tennessee Rural Development Fund is done in a vacuum. We couldn't help one person without our bank partners on every single deal that we do. So I'm glad that you that helped me to remember that. So we use things like tax credits and stuff like that. So if somebody's coming in, it's time for them to refinance, maybe that tax credit subsidy can help us to keep their interest rate down a little bit, so they're not taking as big of a hit from how much the rates have been up the past few
years.
That's right. It's that sort of thing.
That's right.
So anyway.
But it's it's our time, isn't it? Is that fair? All these years, we've been building this structure and this infrastructure, and whether it's tourism, whether it's small business, whether it's workforce development, whether it's industrial development, we're in pretty good shape, aren't we, David?
Oh, wow. It's unbelievable around here. And I know you're going to be embarrassed again, but all the brain trust that's gone before us to lay the foundation and the infrastructure and how it's grown. I believe a lot of that, according to the original plans that you guys laid down, exactly, even in our area here, let's just say, even though we serve the whole state, but in the Highlands, just laying the infrastructure and the groundwork for us to be able to build on is just so much of that's got so many great things happening and great people here.
Team effort.
It is. That's the best
and
way
that
to
is
say
so
it.
Hard. I think, was it Yogi Berra a long time ago said, was it hard to get good players? He said, no, that's the easy part. The hard part's getting to play together. And that's community.
Yeah,
it's team. It it's not the chamber, or it's not the city or the county or the biz foundry. It's all of us.
Everybody working together.
Everybody's got a role to play.
And that's one thing, as you know, makes this such a special place.
Oh, it is. Yeah. We always tell people, don't go home, try this yourself till you're ready, because you got a lot of warp porch setting to do with these agencies and city, county, state. It doesn't just happen.
That's true. Very true.
Well, we're getting down toward the end. Anything that you want to talk about, David?
Well, I would just like to thank you for having me on your show and letting me talk. I hope your ears aren't bleeding from me talking so much.
I hope yours are. I usually make people's ears bleed.
I love talking to you, George. You're awesome. But, thank you for having me, and just thankful for all the opportunities that we have being here and that God's given us and what we're going to have moving forward.
Well, we're well-positioned. We've got a great team of public private partners, state. We're very fortunate to live in a state like Tennessee.
Oh, we are. Goodness gracious.
Pro business, low taxes.
Look at everybody leaving those states coming here right now. I think that's helping us a lot, even with signs of potential recession and stuff like that, keeping us strong.
You know, we're getting, and I know you know, people moving into your neighborhoods and mine. They're like it. They're good people. So our future is so bright. And I just want to thank you for what you do every day. You've been a friend since day one. And I'm going to do a better job attending the meetings. George Alford with David Allen. Thank you for another time.